Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Yogi Bastantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time again for the Yogi Show. And here's your host, the teenage girl herself, Josie Pasentino.
Hello, everyone. Right when it said our little countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, my computer crashed once again. I don't know why this keeps happening. I don't know. Haunted computer, I'm guessing. But hello, everyone, and welcome to the Josie Show. It's going to be a really fun, exciting show, so stay tuned for the whole show. We are live with you tonight from our Josie Show studios. Hello, it rhymes. Anyway, focus. In Chicago. We have an awesome show for you guys tonight, so let me tell you what we will do in the next couple of hours. Here's what I got planned. This is what I got up my sleeve. It's a very busy night. I have three amazing guests joining me tonight for interviews. Tonight I chat with singer-songwriters Jerry Audley, Chuck Cusimano, and Brett Mullins. Additional news, after our show airs live each Friday night, such as tonight, it'll re-air on Wednesdays at Fishing Country Now Radio and Cowgirl Divas Radio at 1 p.m. Eastern each week. You can tune in there at www.fcnr.net. And we're very excited to have our show rebroadcast on their network, so I am putting the news out there everywhere I go. I'm thinking of, like, writing it on a car or something, but that I'd probably get grounded, right? Yeah. Oh, well, worth a shot. So special thank you to them. And every Monday at 4 p.m. Central Time Zone, some of our best past episodes will air on radio. Musicians Music at www.radio.musiciansmusic.net. And you can check out our networks tab on our site, www.josieshow.com, to find out how to hear all of our past episodes of The Josie Show. And a special thank you to everyone for putting in nominations for The Josie Show in the 2012 Podcast Awards this year. Woo-woo! We'll find out on Sunday night if we received enough nomination votes to get us in, and we'll certainly share that info with you everywhere when we hear it. And when we say everywhere, you will see it on everything. Facebook, Twitter, all those other fun sites. As you guys know, October is National Bullying Prevention Month, so we will chat about that a little bit later and on the show as well. I spoke with Glenn Douglas Tubb about a benefit he's having tonight called Violence to Victory for Battered Women and Children. So if you are anywhere near Spring Hill, Tennessee, stop in and show your love and support. There will be many performances, and it will be held at the UAW Center. Yes. I just wanted to put that out there because it's very important to me, so please check it out. I also had to share some good news as well. My debut single, Teenage Girl, is now number 7 on the FCNR/DCR charts. So please go to FCNR.net and request my song to help me move up to the tippity-top of the charts. Well, maybe not the tippity-top, but, you know, number 6 is good. I work with top five. So I would really appreciate that. So if all goes according to plan, it's going to be a great show. If not, like I say all the time, it's going to be funny. Who knows what can happen here? So I'm very excited. Is our guest here or nada? I'm getting the nada sign, which is basically her finger moving back and forth, and not good. So let's see here. I am going to post on Facebook that we are live because I completely forgot to do that because I've been running around like a mad woman, because I was doing another segment. I'm not going to I don't know if I could say much. I can? Awesome, because it probably just aired, right? I was doing my first episode of my Dream Quest Challenge for Journey to Gold. I had to do that. Then I had to run upstairs into my studio to do this. So I am, like, completely crazy right now. Let me say we are live. We are live. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You guys can probably hear me typing right now. I know this is so unprofessional, but it's okay. said worse things on here. Oh, people are like liking my status, so, and I didn't even post anything yet. What the heck is going on here? psychic people. Okay, there, I posted it. So, yes, check it out. Well, not check it out if you're right. I'm going crazy today. Anyways, I had a little bit too much candy. I was getting, it's my pre-Halloween week-ishness. When is, October, wait, isn't October 31st Halloween? It is? Yeah, see, I'm getting ready. So this is going to be my, this is like my my pre-Halloween, okay? Because I had like candy bars and stuff, and yeah. Anyway, so while I wait for my guest here, I'm just going to see what's going on in the chat room. Hello, Tabasco9. Welcome to the chat room. Love it. Thank you for coming. So I want to mention here, I have to give, of course, some very special thank yous while I'm at it. So to some great Facebook groups who've helped me fill up my guest books, John at Talent Hookup and Don at Keeping It Country, Andrew from Supporting Great Talented Kids and Teens, and Danny from Songwriters Unite. So this is so exciting. I'm so excited for this show. It's not even funny. I'm ready to get it started. But also, I want to mention we're also on iTunes, Zoom, and many other podcast sites in case you all aren't able to join us, because I know that there's a hurricane Florida, is it? And is around that area, maybe? Yeah. Okay, I just got the uh-huh. So, yes. So, yeah, Florida around there are having a hurricane. So if you guys can't come in, we will always be on iTunes, Zoom, and many other podcast sites and on our website, josieshow.com, in the archives. So you won't miss the show. Alan says, depending where the guests are calling from, hurricane could have knocked out their wireless and phones. I hope that didn't happen. Okay, one of our guests are on their way, so it's all good. So let me put my producer on here really quick so I could chat with someone and not talk to myself. Bye. Hello, everyone. Please welcome Tina Marie Pesentino.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, hello.
We have got a rockin' show tonight. Jerry Audley is on his way. We are excited. We can't wait. He will be here within a few moments.
Yes.
But first, there's a couple other things I wanted to mention here real quick. We have, I know Josie had mentioned another benefit, but we also want to make you aware of something we got kind of last minute here today. Another benefit, and sadly a memorial, on November 4th for Rick Forks. He is the keyboard player for the Tim Castle and Young Southern Group. So it will be at 3 o'clock p.m. at the Knights of Columbus in West Allis, Wisconsin. There will be food, drink, and, of course, lots and lots of music. So if you happen to be in the area on that day and time, if you could stop in and lend your
show
support.
Respect.
And, yeah, absolutely.
Rest in peace.
And enjoy some of the goodies and, of course, some great music. That is always
to celebrate his life. He deserves it. He was a great guy. And are we going? I don't know. I would love to. I don't know if we'd be able to drive.
We will see.
I would absolutely love to, because he was amazing guy, and I'm very glad that they're doing a special tribute for him. So that's going to be very, very exciting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so.
Oh, yeah, you're good with names.
About,
how about we talk about our guests? You're really good with names.
We want to talk about our guests that will be coming up for the month of November.
Yep.
We have got a full roster. So here we go. Natalie Nicole Green will join us. Wesley Dennis. Becky Hobbs. Will Bannister. Kenyon Lockery. Vince Anthony. Troy Cook Jr. Jerry Kilgore. John Cody Carter. Dan Landry. Bob Marquez. Rick Seaman. Jay Sexton, Bob Manning, and we will also have the wonderful Glenn Douglas Tubb. So it is going to be a rocking month.
It is.
November, no doubt. We will go every single Friday, including Black Friday. We will be there to party with you for sure. No doubt about that. Let me just quickly check and make sure that I am not missing our guest here. No, not yet. Okay, cool. Well, he will be here shortly. But before we get started, what I'm going to do is I am going to pull up, while we are waiting, I get the opportunity to sneak in.
You get the honor.
A couple of extra songs.
Yeah. That's always our fun part. Whenever we have a chance to groove to music on this show, you could bet we're going to take that we're going to take that spot. So let's do it. What do you have?
Try.
What do you have?
Well, let me see here what I've got.
What do you have on that screen thingy?
We try to sneak in as much as we possibly can. And I'm sure... I've got some extras. Oh, I do. So while we are waiting for Jerry Audley, we are going to go ahead
and
play a little bit of his music.
Music. Let's do it. I'm ready.
Yeah, you know that. He sent us a whole bunch of songs, so now I'm excited we get to get some of these in here. So here we go. Here is Jerry Audley with his song, Sundown.
All right. Here we go.
There's a teenage boy pumping gasoline. He's got empty pockets and worn-out jeans. All the people downtown, when they pass him by, he's got a smile on his face and they don't know why. He's just waiting on sundown, a love he never wants to be without. Waiting on sundown, hold that girl and know what life's about. Waiting on sundown. There's a rich girl living on the other side. Pumping gasoline, and he's the sweetest thing that she's ever seen. Just waiting on sundown. Got a love they never want to be without. Just waiting on sundown. Got to hold.
So I am going to play Lucky, Lucky Me. Here we go.
likely to succeed. But when it came to romance, I didn't have a chance. But now get a load of me.
Conversation with Chuck Cusimano, wonderful singer and songwriter. We're going to go ahead and share that interview with you now and play some of his songs, too. So here we go.
Rock on. I hope you guys enjoy it.
All right. And I am here with the wonderful Chuck Cusimano here. I'm very, very excited. Hello.
How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm so glad we had such a great day today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, me too.
Beautiful.
It's true. It's true. I am just so, so excited to finally get to chat with you. I've been talking to you and all this other stuff and, you know, seeing you on YouTube and Google and all the other fun stuff that I search. and I'm finally getting to hear your voice is awesome.
Oh, thank you. And it's a pleasure to meet you. Like I said, we have mutual friends. I've heard so many good things about you and your program, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for helping us keep traditional, real country music alive.
Mm-hmm. Amen. It's my pleasure. I'm so excited to get to share your music. We got a couple of your songs that I'll play a little bit later tonight. I'm really excited.
Oh, great.
That's
wonderful. Thank you.
Anytime. So I want to get to know you a little bit better as of my audience here. So I was wondering, when did you start making music? When did you realize that you had this gift and talent and you just wanted to pursue it?
Well, I grew up on a big cattle ranch in southeastern Colorado, and my dad was teaching one of the neighbor boys to play the guitar, and I was 14 years old at the time they started doing that once or twice a week in the living room. That's before television got so important in everyone's life. And I would just watch where they were positioning their fingers, and it just seemed to all make sense to me. And so the first chance I had, after watching them for quite a while, I asked them if I could try it when they took a little coffee break there, and they said, sure, go for it, you know. And I started picking out a song. I started playing Steel Guitar Rag, because that's one of the songs that my dad was teaching that boy. And they said, wow, you just picked that thing up and started playing it. I said, well, it don't look very hard to me. So I got a lot of encouragement, of course, you know, from my dad after that. And he showed me a lot. And I picked up a little bit here and a little bit there from everyone. As far as writing, I probably started writing when I was in the fourth grade. I was making up little rhymes about people or the teacher. Or so. Some of them would get me in trouble if they were found. Not trying to be ugly or crude, but some of them weren't very complimentary, I'm sure.
Right. I mean, you're in fourth grade. I mean, I can only imagine, because, I mean, you never know what could happen in fourth grade.
That's true.
Yep, I've been there. I was there. So I was wondering, who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you really look up to and listen to?
The number one person would be Merle Haggard.
The greats.
I think the first big musical influence, of course, my dad and the band that he played in was a Western swing band in the late 50s and early 60s. That we went to dances that they played for, and of course I just soaked it up and didn't realize I was learning lyrics and chord changes and everything, and didn't even know I was doing it. I just had a big love for it. But when Buck Owens and the Buckaroos come out with Act Naturally in 1963, and the first time I heard Don Rich's Fender Telecaster, I said, that's what I want to do every day for the rest of my life, right there. And it just expanded from learning his style, trying to learn his style. His style was so simple and so direct that it's kind of hard to play it the way that he did. It's so clean and perfect. It's hard not to try to busy it up a little more than it needs. And then Merle Haggard and the Strangers came along with their music, and I became a huge fan of Merle's voice, his control, the timbre of his voice, the inflection of his emotion into his songs, the chord patterns, the chord changes that he wrote, the words that he wrote, the words that he chose to write with, how he could paint a picture with five words. He could say five words and there was the whole picture in front of you. And I became an addict to Merle Haggard's music and his style.
Oh, yeah.
I would have to say that. I like everybody. I like Mel Tillis. I like Conway Twitty. I like George Jones. I mean, you can't hardly name any of the older, real, true country artists that I don't like.
No,
I can't
right,
think of one
right.
I don't like.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, they're all great.
Absolutely.
And they all have their own style.
It's
Sorry.
True, and that's what I love. No. I was just going to say, it's totally true, and I call them the greats, because they're the ones that made country music that I listen to right now, you know. They
Absolutely.
Pretty much started it off, and that's why I have so much respect for, you know, them, because I love country, and they're the ones that founded country, so I'm like, hey. So I just love them. So
me
very,
too.
Very cool. Absolutely. But now I can see why, you know, you really wanted to pursue this, because, I mean, like you said, you do have a musical family. Your dad was in a band, so listening to that, you just picked it up, which I think is really cool, and then it kind of went on from there. I think that's really neat.
I think it just infiltrated my soul, and I'm
yes.
glad it did.
We are, too. Trust me. We are, too. We're glad you
well,
did what you,
you
did. Anytime. It's true. I was wondering, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music you currently have out right now for people to check out?
Well, gosh, if they go on YouTube and search Chuck Cusimano, and that's spelled Cusimano, it's Italian.
Yeah.
If they search Chuck Cusimano on YouTube, I think there's probably close to 40 or maybe even more songs on there. And there's only one song that I ever released that I recorded that I didn't write. And it's an old Johnny Rodriguez and Tom T. Hall song. It's a great song called Answer to Your Letter. It's also on YouTube, but it's the only one on there that I didn't write. Everything else on there I wrote or co-wrote with someone. And
right.
I probably have six stacks of notebooks of songs that I wrote that probably I will never have time to record them all, but I'm doing what I can. I have four of my own CDs that are still available. There was another one that was called That's Why There's Honky Tonks in Texas. That is,
yeah.
That CD is no longer available as far as right now. I plan on getting it out in a compilation sometime in the future, hopefully. But I'm working on two new CDs at this time, and these are all Chuck Cusimano CDs. Then I have two different bands with three different CDs that I play with on a steady basis. That's Country Night Live. They have some stuff on YouTube. And then a band called Steel Country, and we have some stuff on YouTube. So Country Night Live has two CDs available. And you can get those at countrynightlive.com. Or you can find them if you search Country Night Live. No trick spelling there. It's all CountryNightLive, Country Night Live.
Right.
We have a website. Steel Country, we don't have a website, but you can find some of our stuff on YouTube. But there is another band I found out called Steel Country. So I guess that's a pretty common name.
Yeah, I guess so, but I'm going to also post the link after the show for you so everyone can check everything you're doing, and I'm very looking forward to the next CDs that you have coming out. 2013 is your year.
Well, thank you. I really wanted to have one of them released by October of this year, but just didn't quite work out. I had other unexpected finances that came up.
Right.
And then, it's a very expensive recording process. A lot of people don't understand it. If they find out you're making a CD, they ask you every week, is it ready yet? Is it ready yet? Well, no.
Yeah.
Kind of like building a house, and you go into another town, and you got to lay the foundation, then you got to go back, and you got to wait till you can afford the 2x4s,
the 2x6s,
and start framing it. And, it's just an ongoing process, but I'm really looking forward to both of them. They're both going to be really good CDs, I'm convinced.
Oh, I can't wait. And I know what you're talking about because, I find it kind of funny because people don't really see the business aspect of, writing songs and recording songs. They all just, think you sing and la-di-da-di-do and then you're done and then, that's it and then you start making a lot of money. But, it doesn't really work like that. It's, progress over time,
Right. And people need to realize that the only way you can perpetuate your new songs is to sell the CDs that you've already made.
Right.
And put that money to use. It's a business.
It's a business. It's still a business.
It's the way I treat it.
Exactly, as you should. You're very, 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 very professional. And I'm very excited to check out these songs. And I think the songs and the albums that take the longest to come out are usually the most prepared and the best ones, I think. they're just perfect.
Take time. You have to work them over sometimes. Recording industry has come up with leaps and bounds with technological advances, let me say it that way, compared to the old days. But they still don't really get a better sound than Merle Haggard or Buck Owens was getting in Los Angeles, in Hollywood, at the Capitol Studios in 1968. My goodness, you listen to those recordings and the separation is there, the clarity is there. Everything is great. They all sat in a room together and played at the same time. If somebody made a mistake, they just had to start the song over.
Right.
I think the musicians were better in those days for that reason.
Absolutely. Oh, me too. Everyone should go check that out and actually hear the quality of those things. I think you can find them on YouTube and everything else now. So it's easy. Got to check it out. And I also have to mention you've had quite a few people record some of your songs, such as our former guest Lonnie Spiker. Can you tell us how amazing that must feel when someone, you know, really loves a song enough to actually record it?
Oh, absolutely. It is an honor when someone calls you up and either asks permission or maybe they've already recorded it and they tell you that it's coming out. One thing that was recently released that I wrote that no one else has ever recorded is a song on Billy Keeble's new CD. Are you familiar with Billy Keeble?
No, but I want to Google.
Oh, well, here we go again.
They're
everywhere. Billy Keeble, a few years ago, recorded three of my songs on one of his albums and did quite well with it. But he's just released a brand new one, and it's got one of my pets on there that I actually showed it to a couple other guys, and they just didn't quite get it, apparently, because they didn't touch it. But they really did a great job. The title of the song is 10,000 to 1, and, of course, the hook is about you only left me once, but I hurt 10,000 times. And it kind of, you know, grabs you in that spot.
Right.
Where it's supposed to.
Right, where it's supposed to. love that. I'm going to have to Google that after the show because, you know, maybe future guests, you never know. Always looking for great talent.
You bet.
Love it. I want to get to some fun questions, if you don't mind. I love
that. Sure. Absolutely.
Awesome. Perfect. So what are some things that you like to do for fun, some hobbies when you're not working on your music? Just relax.
Well, I used to team rope a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I had it for a while, and then I started healing. For people that don't understand what team roping is, there's five beating live beings involved in it. And
ooh.
Yes, three of them have brains, and two of them pay entry fees.
Oh my goodness! That sounds
it's a joke. It's an old team roping joke. You know, the difference between a large pizza and a team roper is a large pizza can feed a family of four. You know, but team roping is a lot of fun, and I think I grew up with a rope in my hand. I always liked that. If they go on my Chuck Cusimano Dash Musician page on Facebook, they'll see some pictures of when I was 4 years old and roping calves in a pen, a foot. They wouldn't let me ride horseback in there. I guess they figured I was too dangerous.
Right.
But,
oh, that's so cute.
But that's the way I grew up, and cowboying, and I love that lifestyle. Unfortunately, or in a way, fortunately now, all I do is music. That's that keeps me busy. And I don't know that I write songs as a hobby. I think I write songs because I have to. It's
mm-hmm.
like an illness, almost. It's something that's got to come out. It's something that gets in your soul and it moves around. And maybe it's building itself as it moves around. And pretty soon, what I tell people, I wiggle my pen and a song falls out. And that's the way the process seems to me. I'm not trying to make light of the talent or the gift that I have, and I very much appreciate it.
Right.
I thank God for it every day.
Right.
But writing the actual song is the easiest part of it for me. Trying to get someone to actually sit down and listen to it or respond to it after they've asked you to send a demo, that part mm-hmm. is the part that weighs on my mind. People
mm-hmm.
telling you, yes, you're a great writer, I'm going to record your song, and then you never hear from them again.
Right.
That part of it is the hard part. You know, you just have to take mm-hmm. it with a grain of salt when somebody compliments your songwriting, tells you they're going to record something, and then they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to just go up to them point blank and say, okay, how come you didn't, you know, share the news?
Right.
Why didn't that song make your album? But sometimes I feel like I want to say that, but I never have. If they want to tell me why they didn't record the song, they'll tell me.
Right. Absolutely. And that's why I really love these things on Facebook. They're Facebook groups. And what you could do is, you know, share your music to other people that are in the business as well, or radio stations. That's how I find most of my guests and stuff to, you know, play their music.
Sure.
I mean, I think that's the most easiest way to get your music out there that I find. And it's a lot of fun, too. So it's a win-win.
Oh, sure. But you're right. It is a great vehicle for sharing your music with people that never heard of you before.
Right. Absolutely. I love it. It's been working good for me so far. So I'm going to keep going for that one.
I'm so excited to have fans all over the world. I have fans overseas that I hear from on Facebook. I'll post a song on there, and they'll comment on it and how much they like it, or at least nobody's ever commented that they didn't like one. I guess they keep those comments to themselves.
That's how we like it. That's how we like it. I love that. I think that's really, really cool that, you know, you have fans all over the place, and you're really down to earth, I've noticed, and you're really great with your fans. So I think it's really cool how you chat with them, and you kind of make them like your friends, not, you know what I mean? I think that's
cool. They are. They are definitely friends.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Ah, that's very, very cool. And then the next question I have here, a funny question for you.
Okay.
Have you ever had any crazy onstage embarrassing moments that happened to you while performing? Any embarrassing onstage moments?
I think every man has probably had the zipper down syndrome and didn't know it.
That happened
to me. That happened to me one time, and of course we made a big joke, made it look more like a joke than anything, tried to make it look like part of the show. But people walk up and they hand you a napkin or a piece of paper with a request on it. So I thought it was a request coming to me. The waitress walked up, which a lot of times the patrons out in the bar or the club will hand the request to a waitress. Well, the waitress hands me a piece of paper, and it said, "Your zipper is down." And so I turned around to the drummer, the first chance I had, while the steel guitar was taking a ride in the song, and tried to reach down there and feel to see if somebody was lying or if it was the truth. And sure enough, it was down. And so I zipped it up, and then I act like I, you know, everything was cool. I didn't say anything about it for a couple of songs, and then she brought me a request, and I said, "What do you mean my zipper's down?" And I looked, and I said, "It's not down." So I kind of postponed that one. I think probably really getting embarrassed one time when I had the house band at the Red Raider in Lubbock, Texas, and it was a Friday night, and Gene Watson and his great band was coming in on Saturday night. His song Farewell Party was one of the biggest things going at the time in country music. And, of course, I sang the song, too. And, I mean, that's what you do when you work in a club. You learn the good ones that you know you're going to get a lot of requests for. And I got a request on a napkin, and it said, word for word, it said, "Please sing Farewell Party, Gene Watson." Well, that's a Gene Watson song, so I figured somebody wanted to hear it. I announced again, now tomorrow night, Gene Watson and his great band will be here, and they're going to do this song the right way, but for now, you're going to have to put up with us doing it. So here's Farewell Party. So I did it, and you know the big high note at the end of the song, I always close my eyes when I hit that. I closed my eyes, and I hit the note, was real careful to make sure that I was on pitch and everything, and it sounded all right, and then I hear somebody clapping right in front of me. I open my eyes, and it's Gene Watson standing there.
Oh, my goodness.
He sent the note up.
Oh.
I told him, I said, "I apologize. I didn't know you were in the building today." And he said, "Who do you think requested the song? Look at your note." And I looked at it, and it said, "Please sing Farewell Party, Gene Watson." And it was his signature. I just didn't catch it.
Oh, my goodness. I would have had a heart attack. That's hilarious. Oh, my gosh. That must have been a really cool moment for you.
It was. He was very complimentary. He said, "Boy, you guys sound great on that song." And, well, thank you.
Wow, that is so cool. Thank you for sharing those stories. I mean, I've heard the zipper one before. I mean, you're human. That'll happen. but very, very cool. I've heard a lot of funny ones, so I love that question.
there's probably other things that I shouldn't go into that's happened on stage, you know, like falling down and guitar crap come loose and your guitar hits the ground.
Right, right. I've heard it all.
You bet.
Oh, yes. I just have to say, you are hilarious, and I had so much fun chatting with you, and I have to thank you so, so much for coming on the Josie Show and chatting
with
little old me. Thank you.
Well, I really appreciate what you're doing, girl. You just keep doing it. You're doing it right. Everybody that I talk to, we have some mutual friends, of course, and everyone that I talk to just brags and brags on you, and now I can see why. You're very much a pleasure.
Aw, thank you so much, and same goes to you. Everyone, you know, because I get messages after the show when people, you know, see your name on the Josie Show, and then they'll be like, oh, I know him, and, you know, I love him, and all this other stuff, and I'm just like, it gets you excited to actually talk to the person when you actually hear all this great stuff about him. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to talk to him soon, hold on. And so it's very, very neat. I'm so glad I finally got to chat with you.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you so, so much. Everyone, please check him out, Chuck Cusimano. I love him. He's you're part of the long Italian last name club. So
right.
That's why I like it. talk to you guys soon.
That was our interview with Chuck Cusimano. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I had a blast chatting with him. He's a really great guy, and please check him out, all of his websites and stuff. And I'll post it after the show, like I said in the interview. I promise. I'll actually post all of the websites of my guests tonight on Facebook and Twitter and everything. So everyone, you guys could check out all of their stuff. So easy access. Now I'm going to get to my guest here. Jerry Audley is on the line. Let's put him on.
Hello. How are y'all out there?
We're great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm traveling. But that's my life.
right? Well, how's that going?
I'm sorry. One more time.
Oh, sorry about that. I was asking how's that going? Having fun traveling?
I like it. You like traveling with five guys all the time. You know, in a part. Hey. A stage manager and a merch guy. Yeah, it's all right. It's great. I love doing it.
Awesome.
Go ahead. You go.
Oh no, you go ahead. Sorry.
When you drink coffee and travel a lot, like we're doing now, sometimes I just talk too fast. I apologize. But I was going to apologize to you about getting back to you. I know I was supposed to be on earlier, but we were in a meeting planning a show that's fixing to happen, and then I couldn't get out of it. My little sister, which she usually accused me, hey, it's time to call. Mm-hmm. It couldn't get to me because we were in a barn, actually, but a real nice barn, and we didn't get service there. You know, the cell phones, you know, are so unpredictable,
right.
and so I apologize for being late.
No,
but I'm
awesome.
Honored to be on the phone
here
with
now.
Yeah, I'm honored to be on the phone with you. So, tell me a bit about your show there. I mean, I've been hearing a lot about it, and it seems like you got a lot going on yourself. Hey, I'm interviewing you now.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, no, it's totally fine. Yeah, I've been doing this for, I think I'm on my third year here, so we're really cruising. And I just have to say, I'm very, very excited to finally get to talk to you. And no problem, I understand how those meeting things go. So as long as you're here now, it's all good.
Right. Okay. Yeah, then I have your blessing, and I feel good about it.
Absolutely.
I think this is probably the first radio interview I've ever laid to for, ever. You know, it's like, and when they finally got a hold of me, I went, oh, my God, one guy per guy. I remember them telling me about it, you know, and then I got in that meeting, and you just get lost. But that's part of it. This business right here is so fast-paced, you know.
Right.
Of course, you know, you're in the radio business, so you know how it is.
Right. Exactly. I know. I know how things work, and I absolutely, like I said, I'm very excited. But I want to know a little bit more about you. You please tell us about your earliest memory of making music? When did this all start for you?
Well, you know, being living down here in Texas, I was raised in a Baptist church, and my grandmother used to tap me by my ear and make me go to church and make me sing. And that's how I started, to be honest. If you want honesty, that's the pure. And as I grew, got older, you know, I play guitar, you know, and we were farmers, and so when I get to town, actually my uncle bought a club and a restaurant, and he immediately I had my opportunity as a real young singer to get on a stage, and I grew up singing in that bar, and it was called the Silver Dollar, and it was in Lufkin, Texas, and you know, then just kind of went on from there, and then I got shot out to California, and then as I got older and older and older, you know, I was gospel country, you know, and then when I got into, my early 20s, I did a rock and roll album, two of them. I decided I wanted to try rock and roll, you know, and because everybody told me I couldn't. you know how kids are. I'm not a kid now, but I was. But anyhow, and then went out there to California for a while, did some rock and roll, you know, like a Bon Jovi, Journey kind of band, and came back, started playing Texas thing. I don't know if you know a lot about that or not. Now, where are y'all located? You don't mind me asking.
We're in L.A. Chicago.
You're in L.A.?
Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, cool. Your phone said New York. Okay, that's great. Anyhow.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, because we use Blog Talk Radio. That's our server. So that's what that's how we do our shows. So Blog Talk Radio is located in New York.
I got you.
In Illinois.
I ended up back doing country, you know, coming back to Texas and got back to my roots, what I do. I'm a writer, and so I just started, people see single play anymore. Yeah, you know, I ended up Nashville for several years, you know, working up there with a lot of different writers and singers, and that's what I do. I do it full time. This is my income. I play, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I play some Mondays or some Tuesdays, acoustic shows around the state of Texas, like coffee shops, or not really coffee shops. That's what I call them, though, but they're like bar and grill, you know what I mean? Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Kind of like a sports bar, but not a sports bar, but that kind of atmosphere. Honky tonk. we still have the honky tonks all around Texas,
Love Texas.
That's what I do.
Yeah, and you do it so well. it's true. And I have to say, though, I have to bring this up. I read a very cool story about an audition when you had a rock and roll band. Can you tell us about how KISS is related to that? Can you tell us a little bit more about that story? People are going to find it fascinating.
Funny thing about that is I never told that story. I mean, but my one of my promoters did. He knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody around Texas, man, it was for a while, everybody was chasing me around. What's the story with KISS, And all it was is we were, our band was doing really well when I was rock and rolling. And we teamed up with a guy down here in Texas called Kerry Von Erich. I don't know if you ever heard of him, but he was like back when they used to do wrestling. You know what I mean? Still do that, but it used to be really, really big in the state of Texas. And there was these brothers called the Von Erichs. Well, me and Kerry Von Erich, his brother, we started the rock and roll band with the wrestlers. You remember when they used to do that all the years, wrestling and rock and roll was together?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we started that
Absolutely.
In this auditorium down here in Texas. Anyhow, these promoters came in from Polly Brown Records out of New York, and they started wanting us to do some recordings, and they had these two bands. We said, we're going to sign one or two bands. I didn't know the other one was KISS until after the fact. They were running us around for a while, in the limos, and we thought we had it. We thought that deal was done, but ended up, KISS got the deal. I think it was your early American Idol. we never knew
probably.
We didn't know we were in the competition with KISS, they've already been famous once and then it was coming back again, but at that time, got re-signed there on Polygram, and that was the deal. That was the deal on that. But the funny story about that is this promoter, you know what a radio promoter is. He promotes music for the artist, This promoter worked for Polygram Records. Actually, he worked for Tom Jones, Elvis Presley, and he works for me. Wow. And he was promoting my records. He worked for Polygram Records. Well, after that happened, the rock and roll went away, and I played for, that's probably been 15 more years I've been in country. I got a phone call in my office one night, and this guy's name is Dave Smith, you know, great promoter. Like I said, he worked with all the biggest names you ever heard of, and he called me. You know, and he was the one working my deal back there in the KISS thing. And he said, "Hey, Ben, Audley." I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Dave Smith." We got to talking back and forth. And he said, "Man, I never did tell you what happened." I said, "I know, man." I said, "The next thing I know, they said the deal's off." And I never knew what happened. He said, "Well, they took KISS." And I said, "They took KISS?" He said, "Yeah." And I said, "I didn't even know we were in competition with them, you know." And then so I didn't know for 20 years, you know, or 15 years later. And then Dave, said, "Hey, who's promoting your records now?" You know, well, I had three other promoters promoting my stuff, you know, in the five-state area down here, you know, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, and whatever. You know, all these the market that I work with my music down here. And he said, "I want to work for you." You know, I said, "Well," he goes, I'm not doing Nashville no more. I'm doing all this stuff." And I said, "Well, I already got people, you know." He said, "I'll work for free. You know, I just want to get in the system. I want people, you know." So I said, "You know, you do whatever you want, man. I don't hate to have a man work for free." But, you know, after he paid these promoters $12,000, I had $12,000 in the record, you know, trying to get it promoted. $3,500 promoter per region, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he started working the record, and then he got his own business down here and fired up, and he started telling that KISS story. I still owe him one for that, by the way. And that was hard to explain. And I'm hardcore hunter. I'm the honky tonk dude down here. You know, everybody knows I play honky tonk music. And then all of a sudden, I wear a cowboy hat 7 days a week. That's who I am. In that era of my life, I was younger, you know, and nobody really knows it. And all they know is me as Jerry Audley, the honky tonk singer, you know. And so people started asking me, "Hey, man, what about this KISS thing?" And I'm going, "What are you talking about?" You know, it's like, he put it out there before I knew about it. Anyway, there's your story on the KISS.
That's hilarious. Yes, I wanted to know that because I thought it was interesting. It's very, very cool. And especially since you didn't know. That's the interesting part.
Well, actually, you're the only one I ever told that part of the story. I do a lot of radio interviews. When I release a single, of course, you know I do a radio tour. And so I do a lot of radio shows, you know, at the beginning of a single. And I had to tell that story many times, and I made it really short, but I gave you the whole, you know, pretty much the whole deal. I mean, nobody knew. I didn't know. I just said, "Dave Smith told everybody," and that's what happened. And,
oh, wow. I think that's so cool. I'm honored. I'm honored that you told me the rest of the story. I also want to mention you won the TMA Record of the Year for Lucky Me, Lovely You. Will you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. That song came from Ronnie Dunn, Brooks and Dunn. And Ronnie Dunn's a Texas boy. And they kept that song on one of their very first records when they first put Brooks and Dunn together, and nobody did nothing with it. I mean, it was just an album cut, and there was a song plugger, and I was in Nashville at the time. He kept chasing me around, you know, because I was bouncing in and out of Nashville recording and playing the Texas market. I played the Texas market, which is, like I say again, it's a five-state area around Texas. And he kept saying, "Ollie, this is your song, man. You need to cut this song. This is you. It's honky-tonk, man. I'm telling you, you can make this." I kept saying, no, man. And anyway, so I finally had the song one night we were playing. I told the band, "Let's just play this song, man, just kind of like get this guy off my back," you know. And little did I know, the guy was throwing me a bone, you know. I didn't even see it, you know. Anyhow, we did it, and 12 weeks later, we recorded 12 weeks later. It was the number one song. It stayed there for 5 weeks. It stayed in the top 10 for 27 weeks, and I think it got like 35,000 spins. You know, it was a... a success for us, you know, as the band, and then we come right back with I just want to hold you, you know, and that song, man. I'm babbling here, but I'm trying to give you an idea of what happened. I was working the Nashville market really hard, but Joe Galani, RCA Records, said, "Ollie," after we recorded that song, he said, "Take it this to Texas, man, and work the market down there." And I'm going, "Man, I've been in Texas my whole life. I'm up here in Nashville. I want to be, you know, I'm looking for the bigger deal, you know. I've already swam in that pond down there. I want the bigger deal." And he said, "Audley, you go down there.
Right.
And this will lead to this deal here." And, girl, it did. And he said, and then we had Tommy Barnes. He's a great songwriter. He wrote Indian Outlaw. He wrote Man to Man for Hank Jr. He wrote My Love for Little Texas. Well, he wrote I Just Want to Hold You for Drew Audley. And we recorded that, and it went number one. In the middle of those two songs, though, I had back to back number ones, and I was the first one to do that down here in Texas, you know, on the Texas market, the Texas chart thing that they have out here, you know, and so I, all of a sudden we're busy, you know what I mean? Our focus now is not Nashville no more. We're in Texas and we're honky tonking, and so I started writing more and more. I wrote the Storm, and it jumped up in the top 10. I think it went 4. And so I just said, okay, people are digging my stuff, man, you know. So I just started writing, you know. So I'm stuck here, you know, but I've always wanted the bigger picture. Now, with that being said, in the last couple of months, now Nashville's calling me and saying, hey, and next month I'll be in Nashville recording a new album for Nashville, not for the tech market. They want me to come up. They say, we want you to be the voice for this album called, I'm going to go ahead and put this out. Nobody really, it's not even told yet, but it's going to be called the Honky Tonk Survivor. And some of the biggest songwriters in the business are on them, you know, on those records, like Tommy Barnes and the Melly Round Music Group. Some of the writers are writing that group, you know, that wrote some big hits for Straight, from Michael Montgomery. Anyway, they're writing for this record, and they want me to be the voice. And so they said, we're going to do this a national release. You know, I said, well, you know, man, I'll just do the Texas 5-state area. And they go, well, we're going to do this national release, you know, and we're paying, and you're singing. And I said, okay, man, I'm game. You know, as long as you say my name at least 2-3 times a day.
Yeah. I love that.
So
congratulations.
We're going to be in Nashville next month. I'm working on that, and I've been writing for my record. I think release. Actually, I'm releasing one here Sunday on the Texas market, and it's going to be called Day by Day, and I wrote that song. And so that'll drop Sunday here, and so I'll have that one work in this area, and then I'll go up there and record that. That probably won't be finished until, you know, midsummer next summer, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Right.
Life in the fast lane. You know?
It is. You are constantly moving. You're busy, and I'm very excited to get to see everything that you're going to be releasing. I think 2013 is going to be your year.
Oh, man. Hey, I hope you're right, sister. You know, every year is my year, though. I'm so blessed to get to do what I do. And I'm not making millions of dollars like some of these guys out there, but you know what? I'm playing honky tonks. I'm meeting people, and I'm paying my bills, and I'm doing what I love. And I'm just singing a story, telling a story. But, you know,
that's all that matters. Mm-hmm.
And across America, people right now, the kind of stuff that I do, they're here. I'm connecting with them, you know, because we're all living it's pretty rough out there these days, you know. People,
right?
I try to make people have a good time. That's my deal. Good time.
Definitely.
Hey, don't worry.
Definitely, and you do that. And I also want to mention for people out there that are wondering about if we're going to play your music. Yeah. We are going to play. We're going to play your music a little bit later on, in the show, so we could do a little special thing for you. We're going to play "Lucky Me, Lonely You" and "Storm." So everyone, stay tuned for that. I know you guys are going to love it. But also, I was wondering where listeners can go to purchase all of your music.
I should know that. You know, I have someone else handle that, but I'll see if I can get this right. They got the Amazon out there. They got CD Baby. They got. You can go to my website, Jerelli.com, and order it there. Or is there something called Reaper Nation? I don't know. I'm not a computer person. You know.
I understand. I understand all those sites out there.
Funny?
There's so many out there. Yeah, it's really hard to. It's really hard to even name all of them. But everyone, remember, Google is our friend. So Google.
Right.
Google Jerry Aubrey, and he'll pop up, and you can see everything that he's doing.
I've got videos out there. I know they're out there. Now, you want to hear something funny? Tonight, I'm in my office, and the people working with it, I own these laptops, but they're not mine because I got them for them to do their job. I got my own tonight, my own, and I'm going to start learning how to do all that. You know, I got an iPhone. I can Google on my iPhone and do my emails, but I've never been on a laptop. There's so much that I'm missing by not knowing that. You know, but my thing's instruments. I play music, you know, so I never really worried about that stuff, you know. And I always had somebody else to help me do it. And it's handicapped me now. And I'm fixing to fix that. I'm going to learn how to do it all myself. So everybody now, there you go. You
right.
Know, I'm learning the computer. But I can do an iPhone.
No, I totally.
Girl, I can drive a bus and text. But I don't do it no more, everybody, because they let me quit. But, everybody used to holler, "Hey, Jerry, don't text and drive." But that's my communication. You know, now I pull over and I stop like I am right now. I'm talking to you. I pulled off the side of the road so nobody's freaking out. Everybody's being really quiet. I'm really proud of them right here. You can hear their phone.
Oh my goodness.
Can you hear
all the
little
bells?
Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just going to say, yeah, that laptop, you're going to have a lot of fun with that one tonight.
By the time I get in, I live way out in the country, so I've got to go down a couple back roads here. But by the time I get in, get out too far, three, 4 miles from where I'm sitting, my phone service goes out. They don't have it. I don't know why, but down here in the country, for some reason, AT&T does not work. So I have to drive to town as soon as the McDonald's if I want to use my phone or, you know, do any kind of email checking or anything. I can do it from a computer at the house, but see, that's my handicap. Well, that's why I said I got to learn it because I can't drive to town until I need to check an email. You know what I mean? Anyway, you can say now Audley is a hick.
That's hilarious. Yeah, you need to start Facebooking and Twitter. I mean, one step at a time, though. First, how everything works, and then next is Facebook.
Right. I can do all that on my phone, but I need to learn it on that laptop. So
right.
Last night I was using my wife. She has a laptop, and people send me music. And so I'm reviewing music right now to record this album that I'm talking about in Nashville, this Honky Tonk Survivor album. And they send them to you in what they call an MP3 form. And so she puts the computer, this laptop on my lap, says, "Okay, hit that, scroll that thing down there, click right there, make that go," you know. So I did pretty good last night learning how to, you know, find all those songs that people send. It's pretty cool, you know.
It is.
So. I'm gonna be able to do it. I just never have, you know.
Absolutely. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. I am actually. Oh wait. Oh, here we have a message that I want to bring up here. Ivanka from Facebook says hello to you.
Hello, Rhonda. Can they hear us? Are you just right? Are you right?
Ivanka. Yeah, Ivanka. She's on Facebook and says hello. So yes.
Yeah,
like
and she's from she's one of my fans actually. I think she's from around Russia somewhere, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure Ivanka. Yeah. I think she's in Russia, right? I'm pretty sure. I think so. I'm not sure. Don't want to say, but yeah, very cool. You have fans everywhere. That's so cool. You have fans everywhere.
Thing about the internet, you know, I do know that the internet has made my music. I mean, I get people from all over the world that contact me all the time and buy music and talk to me and get on that Facebook, you know. I do get on there. I have someone that helps me do set up all the artwork and stuff on that thing, put it on there. But I get on there actually my personal self and answer myself, you know, people that, as they ask me questions. Now, if you look on there, I don't know if you've been on my Facebook, you're just going to see stuff about horses and stuff because that's just what I like, you know what I mean? And my music, and I talk to people all the time about horses and music, you know, and I'm a Christian, and I try to, you know, I talk to a lot of people about the Lord a lot too, so we won't
love
it,
love it. So everyone could just chat with you on Facebook, and we'll also post the link to that as well. We actually ran out of time, and I don't want to get cut off here. I don't want to get you cut off, but I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show, and please come back some other time when you have everything else released, and we would love to promote for you. You're awesome.
Hey, Sunday I'm releasing one. I know my office has the people there know how to get a hold of you. I'll give MP3 of the new one. And you can do it if you want or whatever. And you can get a hold of me on Facebook.
I would love that.
Get a hold of me on Facebook, whatever. If I can do anything for you ever, please let me know. And thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much for your time. And I really appreciate it. And yes, we would love to play it. Please send it.
Okay. All right. God bless. Goodbye.
God bless. Jerry Audley, everyone. Thank you. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Very nice, guys. Love it. Love them, love them. I love all my guests. What am I talking about? All my guests are amazing tonight. So do we have our next guest-a-roo here? Awesome. All right, so my next guest here is the wonderful Brett Mullins. So let's get him out of here. Hello, are you there?
Hello, Jesse, is that you?
Yes,
can you hear
hi.
Me? Hey, how are you?
Ya. I'm good.
Great, thanks
how
for
are
having
you?
Me on tonight. Doing great,
oh,
thanks for having me on tonight.
Oh, anytime, anytime. I'm very excited to chat with you. Been looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
Awesome, awesome. So I would just love to get started with the basics here, get to know you a little bit better. When did you realize that singing was what you wanted to pursue as a career? Really want to know this.
Well, it's kind of an interesting story because I've always wanted to sing, but I just never pursued the opportunities to do it. And went through life wanting to do it, but not really taking any steps toward it. And I finally reached a point just a few years ago, I guess 4 or 5 years ago, and it just wouldn't leave me alone. You know, I heard Chuck talking about that earlier. You know, you've got this voice inside you that just won't let it go. And so I just started pursuing it and reached out to a friend of mine who was in the business and, you know, said, look, I don't have a clue what to do, but I've got to do something. And he gave me some specific steps, you know. And, you know, interestingly, the first thing he had me do was read a book called Artist Way by Julia Cameron. And for anybody starting out in any sort of artistic endeavor, I would really, really recommend that book. And but anyway, so I just started doing step by step, and it's amazing. Here it is 5 years later, and I've got a first CD released that's playing overseas, getting a lot of traction over there, and the first single was released in Texas and Oklahoma last week. So, you know,
it's just
evidence to me that, you know, it's never too late. Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. You're rocking. You're doing everything. And as you mentioned, your debut CD just came out. So where can people purchase that and get their hands on it?
Well, you can, I've got it on a few places. My website is brettmullins.com, and it's Brett with one T. And you can either buy a personally autographed copy from there. We'll send it directly to you. Or, of course, you can get it through iTunes or CD Baby or Reverb Nation, those different sites. And my Facebook fan page is facebook.com/Brett Mullins Music. And would love to friend people on there and get to know them. So.
Perfect, perfect. I know after the show you're probably going to get a lot of people wanting to try to chat with you because everyone's just been so excited to get you on and listen to your music, which I'm getting ready to play right now if you are ready. I really want to play your song Good Place to Be From. Yes. Are you ready?
Great.
I'm ready. Awesome. Let's do it. Here we go. Good Place to Be From by Brett Mullins. We'll be right back.
I gave the driver 20 to wait out by the curb. Stood there on your doorstep while I gathered up my nerve. When the door I'd slammed 1,000 times opened up halfway, I saw that smile, it hadn't changed the day. It's a good place to be from, a hard place to leave, a nice place to visit. Cause your roots go down deep. You made your decision, wrote it out on a dream. But no matter where you go or what you become, it's a good place to be from. The living room seems smaller than it was in all my dreams. The perfect words that I'd rehearsed, it all abandoned me. When I said I'm sorry, I couldn't look her in the eye. took my hand in hers and said, don't apologize, it's a good place to be from, a hard place to leave, a nice place to visit, cause your roots go down deep, you make your decision, wrote it out on a dream, but no matter where you go or what you become, it's a good place to be from. When the wind blows through the curtain in a town just off the map, you realize this life meant to last, cause there's someone who still loves you when the whole world turns its back. It's a good place to be from, a hard place to leave, a nice place to visit, cause your roots go down deep, you made your decision, wrote it out on a dream, but no matter where you go or what you become, it's a good place to be from.
That was Good Place to Be From by Brett Mullins, and we're talking to you right now. Yeah, that deserves a call. We also have some comments here in the chat room that I would love to read here for you. Yes. So Tim Garman says, sounding great, Brett. Like your voice, your song. Good country music. I agree.
Well, I sure appreciate it. That's good to know, because that's what it's all about.
Definitely. Definitely. That response from the fans, that's always the great part. So let's see here. Trying to find some more here. Vicky says she loves your song in the chat room. Trying to find some more here. And people are doing all these dancing little guy thingy mabobbers to your song. So that was kind of cute. That was cute. I was also wondering if you can give us some links to your social networking sites where people could chat with you after the show. I know they're going to want to.
Well, like I said earlier, my the easiest way to get hold of me is facebook.com/Brett Mullins Music, and I really keep up with that. And because, you know, it's just amazing to see how we have all these things at our disposal, which they just didn't exist a few years ago. And you know, a lot of what we're doing as independent artists these days just wasn't possible, you know, not too long ago. And I just love taking advantage of it, love interacting with people, you know, really all over the planet. Mm-hmm. It's really a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's the best place to reach you, Facebook. You got to love Facebook.
Yep.
You gotta love it. Yeah.
My phone's better too, at Brett Mullins. So.
Perfect. Perfect. And I'll post all of your links after the show as well. So for easy access, people could just click on that and do that. So very easy. And I have some fun questions here for you. Are you ready?
Sure.
I love these. So what are some things that you like to do for fun, some hobbies when you're not working on your music?
Well, I do music a lot, what I love to do is just, you know, living in Texas, we have access to so much outdoor activity. I just love it. You know, we've got the coast. I'm in San Antonio. It's about 2 hours away, and we've got the hill country, and I just love to hunt and fish and just be out in nature, you know. And
definitely.
A lot of
outdoorsy person.
Yeah, great.
Gotta love it.
So, and it's funny, we had a major cold front blow in down in San Antonio today. It got to a frigid 58 degrees, and it almost shut the city down.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
We don't do cold weather very well down here. It's funny, 58 degrees, and people are starting their fireplaces and wearing parkas and all that. It's pretty funny.
Oh, my goodness. That is hilarious. Yeah, where we are, we're in the Windy City here. So Illinois, so you could just imagine.
Oh yeah,
everyone
I
has
love Chicago.
Happily.
I've been to Chicago several times, and I love it up there.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's beautiful. It is beautiful. You just got to wear hats, gloves, you know.
Yeah,
this is what you got to do. Yeah, especially during this time. Another fun question for you. Do you have any onstage embarrassing moments that you could share with us? Anything live and in person?
Well, I was thinking about that earlier, and I heard Chuck mention earlier about the zipper being down, and I've always feared that, so I lowered my guitar strap a little bit, and so I don't have to worry
good
about
idea.
That. But it was funny, when I first started singing live, I was just scared to death about forgetting words to songs, and just really, really obsessed with it. And sure enough, I'll get up there and blank out on a song, completely forget the words, and I noticed pretty quickly that I can just kind of sing and just start making up words, and people really just don't notice.
Right.
You know, it's just about dancing in the music and just the flow of the song, and so I have a lot of fun with it on occasion. But, yeah, so I'm pretty fortunate I haven't fallen off the stage or done anything like that.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, good. See, that's a win-win. That's a plus. And,
that's
a really good idea to lower the strap. That is a really good idea.
Yeah.
More musicians have to do that, okay? That's a good idea. That is funny. Awesome. Well, I'm glad you haven't had any crazy ones. I mean, you're human. It's all good. You know, I always say that. You know, that's why I love that question, because, you know, people think that, you know, artists are like, you know, they never, you know, forget the words like, you know, like everyone else does, but you guys do. So it's all good.
Right.
It happens.
Of course, after this show and me saying that, they're probably going to, no telling what's going to happen at the next show, so this may be continued.
Oh, goodness, no. No, I did not jinx you. No.
You're right.
I didn't, I promise. So let's see here. I want to play your last song that we have for tonight, Bar Too High.
Yeah.
Let's play it.
Great.
Awesome. I'm ready. Here we go.
Got a cruise cup, beer gut, a can of worms you just dug up, a worn out Zepco Ultralight. You got a cold beer, a folding chair, he's sitting on a fishing pier, but he don't care if the fish don't bite. He don't set the bar too high. You'll take your day off, play golf. Doctor told him he needs to walk, but he'll pay $15 to ride. You got a fat back, flat flat, Benzo, you can see his crack. You'll have a ball shooting 105. He don't set the bar too high. He's not the climbing up the ladder type. He's barely happy, barely getting by. He doesn't want to be a CEO. He's working hard on laying low. Get milkshake, fried steak, sandwich on a paper plate. Don't need help, but he's alive. Now he don't set the bar too high. Like scarecrow, you think he's ugly, always see his wife. Now he don't set the bar too high. Now he don't set the bar too high.
No, he don't. Well, that was ending. amazing. Amazing, amazing. And he did set that bar way too high. Just saying.
Yeah, right. That song describes me, most of my friends, and my family. But I won't say which half because they're all listening right now. But it was a lot of fun. Yeah. And that's a great song. That was just released as my debut single. It was released to the Texas and Oklahoma market last week and seems to be doing really well. So, and congratulations on your debut single, Teenage Girls.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Thank you.
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
Thank you.
It's exciting, right?
It is. It is. I was so nervous, going in the recording studio because it was my first time. Do you remember your first time going in the recording studio? Were you, like, really nervous and, butterflies in your stomach, or was I the only one?
Gosh, it's just because I've been playing live quite a bit, and I was used to that. And then to go into the studio is such a completely different experience. And like you say, I didn't know how to act. I didn't know what to do. And luckily, I had just a great group of people working on that CD, and they just kind of, guided me through it. So it was a lot of fun.
Right. Oh, goodness. And people keep telling me that it's even, easier and go smoother for the next one. So I'm really hoping that's true. I'm really hoping.
You and me both.
Awesome, because then maybe I'll know a little bit what I'm supposed to do. But, yeah, I absolutely love your songs and your CD, which is out, everyone. So please check it out. I'll post all of the links, remember, so please keep a lookout for that. I absolutely love all of your songs. We're fans, me and my producer over here, my mama manager, I should say.
Great.
Yes,
well,
we think you're amazing.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me on the show, and I'd just like to thank my wife, Marlo, and my daughter, Catherine, for being so supportive through this, and all my family, and it's just a wonderful experience. So.
Family's number one. That's awesome. Love it.
Absolutely.
Hello. Had to do
good
that.
Stuff.
Awesome. I had so much fun talking with you. You're awesome. Thank you so much. Brett Mullins, everyone. Check him out. I thank you so much. You can come back anytime.
Great. Well, have a great weekend. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you too. You too. Thank you so much.
All right.
Love it. Love it. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, that's so much fun. I am having such a blast. I have had amazing guests tonight. Like, literally. So I want to cue my producer in here.
Hello.
I feel like every time I call you in, it's either we're playing music or I just need someone to help fill in time. You're like the music and the filler.
Hey,
filler. You're a filler. Well,
I'm
in a good way.
Thought. It's okay.
In a good way. Sorry
totally
about
fine
it,
yeah. with me.
Mm-hmm.
All
we
right.
Love you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to play some tunes. That's what we're going to do. I'm pretty excited. Let's start with Chuck Cusimano, who you heard an interview from earlier. His song, I love the title of the song. I actually have not heard this one yet, so I'm excited to hear it for the very first time. Here is Chuck Cusimano and his song, The Girls Showed Up.
Yeah.
We were playing with the snakes and the bullfrogs. We were making a lot of noise. We were climbing in the trees. We were making believe we were big dogs. Totally unaware of the danger that was there, and everything would change someday. Between the giggles and the curls, here come the girls, and our innocence went away. Well, the girls showed up. Everybody else went home. sudden we could sense a little change. There was perfume in the air. The game was called Goodbye Basketball. Some of the girls were there. All the girls showed up. But you look back on your day and you smile and you say that you're glad that the girl showed up. Well, we reached old age, a retirement home is where we hang our hat. Life's been fun, but it's only just begun. There ain't nothing that is flat. Me and Jerry playing checkers by ourselves, 14 games in a row. But the wheelchairs and walkers finally brought our stalkers as the girls all started to show. Oh, the girls showed up. Things got complicated. Yeah, the girls showed up. And we got educated. Life ain't so simple once you see a pretty dimple and the whole world becomes disrupt. But you look back on your day and you smile and you say that you're glad that the girl showed up. Yeah, you look back on your day and you smile and you say that you're glad that the girl showed up.
I'm going first.
Okay.
Forgot to mute myself and right at the part where we got educated or something, I like totally laughed. So hopefully nobody heard that.
I didn't think we had to do that. This
we
is,
had to because that
is
just such a great
song.
That was a fun song. I couldn't help
okay,
it. It's amazing.
Our boots are warm now for sure.
They
okay.
are. They definitely are. Actually, I'm pretty sure it started in the beginning of the show because we have a lot of amazing music today tonight. So I'm so excited, and we have another one.
Yeah, we do.
Yes,
we have another
cool
one from Chuck Cusimano. He shared a couple with us, so we are very, very excited about that.
Okay.
This one here, tons of people recorded the song of his. Tons and tons and tons. This,
tons.
I believe, is his version. Yeah, it's great songs. You guys have probably heard it before. It's When She Does Me Right. Here we go.
We should call this the original.
I don't really know.
I don't know what we should call it. Here we go.
Great song. Yeah, now we can see why everybody and their uncles grabbed onto that.
Oh, I can see it.
Right? That is awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, and we've got more.
We do have more, do we?
We do. But first, we're going to play a little message here for this month. Here we go. Hold on.
Hello, I'm Josie Pasentino, owner and host of the award-nominated internet radio show, The Josie Show, at www.josieshow.com. Bullying can happen to anyone. It's not just about after school on the playground anymore. Bullying can now take place 24/7 because of the internet and media services on your phone. Most of us have experienced bullying at one point or another in our lives, even me. I know firsthand how bullying can make a person feel and how long it takes to build your self-esteem back up. But you can. Remember, the person doing the bullying is the one with the real problem, not you. Bullying can even happen at very young ages, so if someone tells you they need help, please listen and take it seriously. Bullying is a serious issue that we have learned can lead to isolation, depression, low self-esteem, and even death. Everyone needs to get involved now to put an end to the senseless act of bullying. If you see bullying happening or it's happening to you, do not wait. Speak to a trusted adult immediately for help. Thank you.
All right.
That was my little bullying message.
There you go, Josie. Very nice.
Yes. I thought it was perfectly fitting to play it, especially October is Bullying Awareness Month, so I'm glad that we played that tonight.
Absolutely. It's been played everywhere. It's actually, it's been played at concerts. It's been played on several different radio stations.
Definitely.
So nice work there, Josie.
Thank you. It came from my heart.
Now, we have got...
Oh,
goodness.
Yeah, Barney needs to stop.
Okay, we have Jerry Audley. We've got another song from him. He talked a little bit about his song "Lucky Me, Lonely You," and the wonderful chart-topping success that it had. So, if I can get this to, it just moved on me. Don't you love when that just happens?
It's funny how things just move like that.
It's funny how things just happen like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we are going to play that right now. Here we go.
Let's do it. Here we go.
Girl, you got lonely written all over you. I can read the writing from across this crowded room. Cards fate played a part, brought us here tonight. Heaven must have lined the star up in the sky just right. Girl, you got lonely written all over you. I can read the writing from across this crowd. Something tells me I don't know. I just might be here to save the day. Girl, you got lonely written all over you. I can read the writing from across this crowded room. Me lonely you.
great song. You could do the honors. I know you were begging for it. Here you go. Do the honors. I know you're up to it.
We were walking. That was Jerry Audley with Lucky Me, Lonely You. And we've got one more song by him tonight. We're going to actually play his song, Storm. Here we go.
Guys, listen. People in the chat room want to know why Josie loves Barney, Elmo, and SpongeBob so much.
Well, you see, I am actually a 5-year-old in a 17, almost 18-year-old body. So basically, yeah, I watch a lot of Barney. My favorite episode is the campfire episode. My favorite character of Elmo in my favorite character is of course Cookie Monster. And also SpongeBob. My favorite character is a tie between Squidward and Sandy. See, I know Sandy.
And if you want to know more, if you need to know more, just tune into previous episodes going back a year where Josie and her guests actually sing the themes to SpongeBob and Barney. Yes, it did happen.
Definitely. I'm going to try to do the SpongeBob laugh. It didn't sound good, I know. Wait, oh, goodness, that was weird. That was a little crazy. Sounds like I was like Tarzan has a cold. Oh, well.
That's so attractive.
Yeah, you should have seen my face when I did that.
Hey, Josie, Tina says you're doing it wrong. It's...
Oh, my God, it sounded like a horse.
It sounded wicked.
That sounded scary.
Oh,
my goodness.
So funny. All right, okay, back to the music.
But, yeah, see?
That's too much fun. All right, so now we are going to play Jerry Audley song Storm. Here we go.
I did not see the signs. The wind picked up, she packed her bags. Really blew my mind. Lightning flashed, thunder crashed. She stormed out the door. It rained all night. Today she left. Tonight I'll ride the storm. Now there's a hollow wind blowing down the hall into my room. A hurricane to come and with the scent of her perfume. When I lay my head on that bed, sheets of rain before. This heartache just might kill me, but tonight I'll ride the storm. Save me from this weathered heart, all broke up inside. I wished I had your loving arms to keep me safe and warm and shelter me from the wind and rain. But tonight I'll ride the storm. Now there's a hollow wind blowing down the hall into my room. Hurricanes are coming with the scent of her perfume. When I lay my head on that bed, the sheets of rain will pour. This heartache just might kill me, but tonight I'll ride the storm. I don't need no 5-day forecast, cause I know what I'm in for. I'm gonna ride the storm. I'm gonna ride the storm. Thank you.
with all of these songs. That was
I
Storm.
I know. And you know what? Here's the deal. I'm pretty excited because we actually have one more. We played a couple of songs during Brett Mullen's interview, so since we have some extra time, he actually was kind enough to send us one more. How about that?
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, my mic just completely fell off of my head, and now it is tangled in my hair. I am not a happy camper right now.
Do y'all remember when Josie got...
Oh, I am not happy.
Now we've got a headset mic.
Mommy, I need help.
Tangled in hair.
Can you please help me? Can we please play the song and then you can help me?
Okay, and then here's the story. If...
Okay,
wait. Just put the sound like this because now we're making way too much noise for everybody's ears.
Okay.
There we go. Yeah, just leave it like that. We'll chop your hair apart later.
What? Where is it? See, scissors do not belong anywhere near my hair, okay?
And if you've all seen Josie's hair, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my goodness.
Just imagine the little tangle we have going on right now with the headset.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll have to deal with that in a minute. So pardon
all. We're not dealing with nothing.
Hey, Josie. Getting on eBay for your hair is up to about $50.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, really?
And I'm still selling the bag of used twist ties if anybody's interested.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the best. That is the best.
Let's play the song before these people start, booing.
Before you play the song,
they don't
want to
hear my hair, my hair troubles. Get it, hair. Okay, sorry. That was bad humor.
Wait, we got to say hi to our good friend Vicky in England because she's always in the chat room putting up with us.
Yay.
And we harass her pretty good.
Vicky, we love you.
You got to talk in a British accent. She's in England.
We love you. Yeah, I can't do it. All right. So, hey, while we're at it, why don't we say hello to Haystack and Tabasco 9 and Tim Garman is in there with Vicky and me and Alan and Josie. So.
Haystack, Tabasco 9, Tim Garman and Vicky. Josie and Alan and Tina Marie D. That's awesome. That's my new segment.
That is good. All right, so here we go. Let's play the song. We've got Brett Collins.
Okay, Tina, take away Josie's sippy cup, please.
I don't have my sippy cup today. I have my SpongeBob cup, okay? Get it straight, all right?
With a Halloween straw. Okay.
Okay, yeah, it's actually true. I have a skeleton straw.
You could still get away with this for right now, but when you turn 18, the skeleton straw might look a little weird.
Since when did I care about that? Oh, my goodness. Seriously,
image in my mind of Josie driving down the road, and instead of texting, she's, drinking from her sippy cup?
Okay, listen. I am not scared, okay? When I had sleepovers with my friends, I would seriously have a My Little Pony sleeping bag, okay? That is as bad as it gets. Okay, so I could handle anything, okay? If I could handle having a My Little Pony thingy sleeping bag, then I think I am good. Plus, I had a matching shirt.
You probably are the only one that can rock the sippy cup.
I'm pretty sure I can.
Asking for it now. So, if you go onto our show store, there is the Josie Show sippy cup, so feel free to order that and help yourself so you can match along with the rest of us. Yep. Okay, so we still want to play that song, so we need to get to that before we get cut off by the nice lady who whispers in our ears. Okay. So
we're
going to play.
She
has a great accent, but she always...
I wonder if that nice lady that cuts in on us with the British accent knows Vicky.
We love her. We love her, but she never has anything good to say. All she says is she's going to, cut us off. So.
Pretty much.
If she called and said she was sending us tea, then, we would like her.
Oh. Yes.
Okay, here we go. Brett Mullins, What a Little Lonely Can Do. Here it is.
Thank you.
There's a guy out in Nebraska's got this great big ball of string, and people come from miles around just to see that thing. It's amazing. I swear you can see it from the road. His wife ran off and left him, headed on down south. They say he started winding it the day his tears ran out, like those memories. Around and round and round she goes. Ain't it Sunday? What a little lonely can do. Everybody. And on karaoke Tuesday, you'll find Rosie at the mic, dressed up like a movie star, singing "Wind Beneath My Wings." She's always first to get there, and always last to leave. You don't have to know her story, just that she believes that she can rise above the sorrow. She can fly when she sings. Ain't it funny what a little lonely can do? Everybody.
Person who is sending you a little message here. Okay, let's start first with two benefits we want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, so here we go. So we had a conversation with Glenn Douglas Tubb about a benefit he is having tonight, which I'm sure it is still going on, called Violence to Victory for Battered Women and Children. So if you are anywhere near Spring Hill, Tennessee, stop in and show your support. There will be many performers, and it will be held at the UAW Center. So we want to make sure we let people know that. Also, Our good friend Drew here is in our chat room, and we want to make sure that we mention this again here as well, and make you aware of another benefit and memorial. On November 4th for Rick Forks, the keyboard player for Tim Castle and Young Southern, it will be at 3 p.m. at the Knights of Columbus in West Allis, Wisconsin. There will be food, drink, and, of course, lots of music to share some great thoughts and whatnot about Rick Forks. So he's a wonderful, wonderful man. Lots of great music behind him.
He deserves this tribute.
So,
I'm really excited.
So go down there and spend some time with them as well. That's important. Okay. Now, we want to mention that there is a great group on Facebook that Patricia Norton does a wonderful job with. You can find it just by typing in Let's Stand Together, Stop the Bullying in the search bar to find the group and join. Special thanks to her and everyone in the group for supporting and bringing awareness to the senseless act of bullying. As you know, October is Bully Awareness Month. We want to make sure we get the information out there so less children and adults and other people are subject to this. So reach out to anyone that you feel needs help this month and any day of the year and get them into a safe situation. The best thing that anybody can do in that situation is join in and help. A united front will certainly make the craziness stop.
That is for sure.
All right. So let's also mention that this week on Josie's Hard Country, her guest is Lacey J. Seiler. So make sure you tune in on Sunday, October 28th for that show at 7 p.m. Eastern time zone. She'll also have chart-topping country music, some videos probably to share.
You'll love it.
So make sure you tune in at www.southernstarnetwork.com. Go to
Hey, guys, don't forget,
at the top
Sunday night at podcastawards.com, we find out if we're nominated for the podcast awards against Hogwarts.
Oh, I'm scared.
Yeah, that's true.
It always makes me nervous.
That's true. Makes us a little nervous.
It does.
Every year, Jesse's going through the three-peat of nominations. So
oh, my goodness.
With that. Let's say goodnight to everybody.
Yes, good night, everyone. Thank you so much for coming to the show, and thank you to my three wonderful guests. Keep looking. If you look on my Facebook page, I post all of the links to my guest for tonight, so you can check that out. And yes, and thank you guys so much for tuning in. The Josie Show may not be rebroadcast or used in any ways without prior written consent from the Josie Show. All rights reserved. There you go. That was my evil laugh. Yeah, that was great. Oh.